From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has ruled out talks with U.S. officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. A senior North Korean official said Pyongyang has never begged for dialogue with the U.S. That's not surprising to research fellow Go Myung-hyun of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
U.S. side has made it very clear from the beginning that didn't want to make Pyeongchang an opportunity for U.S. and North Korea to meet. The U.S. side is clearly worried about North Korea making Pyeongchang a stage for North Korea's propaganda campaign.
Earlier, Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson seemed to leave the door open for talks. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will make her debut on the world stage when she visits South Korea for the opening ceremonies Friday. Pence, who will lead the U.S. delegation, said in Japan the U.S. would soon unveil tough new economic sanctions against North Korea.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted the dispute with the North over its nuclear and missile programs is firmly in the diplomatic lane. Deputy South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Wednesday predicted a speedy resolution of President Jacob Zuma's pending exit from power over corruption allegations. Political analyst CBC Indilayana cautioned Mr. Ramaphosa, his likely successor, has to tread carefully.
Cyril is worried that if it looks like the ANC pushes him out, he might be disruptive, might mobilize an ethnic base, because he feels that he's been dealt with rather harshly.
This is VOA News. In Syria, more than 30 civilians were reported killed Wednesday in continued Russia-backed Syrian airstrikes in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Rescuers known as White Helmets rushed casualties to awaiting vans heading to medical facilities. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said nearly 400 people, about one-fourth of them children, have been killed in government operations since January 29. Wednesday's strikes included artillery that pounded the towns of Duma, Beit Sawa, and Hamouria. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it launched airstrikes on Syrian-backed forces Wednesday after they attacked Syrian opposition forces, accompanied by U.S. advisors near the Euphrates River. Rescue workers continue to pull survivors and bodies from the wreckage of buildings that collapsed following a late Tuesday earthquake with a magnitude 6.4 that struck the Taiwan city of Hualien. So far, at least 9 were killed, more than 200 injured, and dozens are missing. The area suffered dozens of aftershocks. The U.S. said Wednesday it's shifting combat and intelligence-gathering aircraft to Afghanistan, targeting Taliban insurgents. Major General James Hecker heads the NATO's Air Command in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan has become CENTCOM's main effort, thanks to the recent successes in Iraq and Syria. This has allowed CENTCOM to shift more assets our way, which will significantly improve our ability to assist the Afghans.
Hecker said CENTCOM Tuesday launched a new airstrike in the north targeting Taliban training facilities with guided munitions. More than 300 child soldiers were released Wednesday by armed groups in South Sudan, a small number of the estimated 19,000 believed to have been recruited over the past 5 years of ethnic struggle. The UN said the release of the 87 girls, 224 boys, is a first step in a process that should see hundreds more freed in coming weeks. But rights groups say such recruitments continue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday announced a coalition agreement with the left-of-center Social Democrats, ending months of political uncertainty since her center-right government lost seats in the September election.
Die Bundesrepublik Deutschland wird mit diesem Koalitionsvertrag zurückkehren.
SPD leader Martin Schulz said with the agreement, Germany will return to an active and leading role in the European Union. As part of the deal, his party takes over the finance, foreign ministry, labor, justice, family, and environment portfolios. The agreement must be voted on by the SPD rank and file. Wednesday was a seesaw day of sorts on Wall Street following the wild gyrations of the previous two sessions. The benchmark Dow Jones Index ended lower by about 20 points following an early surge. It now stands at 24,893. The Dow Jones lost nearly 1,200 points Monday, but gained back nearly 570 Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.